ओम शांति। आप सभी तो बाबा के वारिस बच्चे ही बैठे हैं।
यू ऑल चिल्ड्रन आर सिटिंग हियर द हाईएस्ट ऑफ बाबदादा।
और वारिस हैं तो सुखधाम के मालिक तो हैं।
एंड यू आर डेफिनेटली द मास्टर्स ऑफ द लैंड ऑफ हैप्पीनेस। बाबा मेनी टाइम स्टेट्स इन द मुरली।
बच्चे मजा तो बहुत बना रहे हो।
द चिल्ड्रन You are making a lot of subjects, but now you have to make the heirs. Who is called the heir and what is the method? Yesterday we all listened to Baba's Murli. Baba has told a very good method to make heirs. You all must have paid attention to it, Baba said. With the mind, words and actions, all the three services should be together. The mind should be very powerful. The words should be knowledgeable and whoever soul comes in relation, our state should be lovable. They should feel love with our actions. With the words, many subjects are being created. Nowadays, there are online courses, there are online classes. People have time. There is depression, they wish to listen. They understand the knowledge. But will they become heirs? Heir who have the right of full inheritance. I tell you, in the beginning, when the service of Gujarat started, many children of Baba used to come. At that time, our Didi Manmohini Ji was giving service at that field. Once Sakar Baba told, child, many children have come, but there is only one heir. Devi thought, heir means children. We all are children of Baba. But why is there only a one heir? So Baba narrated the qualities Gujarat brothers and sisters must know. When in the beginning the service started, there was Hasmukh Dada who emerged, who took the responsibility of Maninagar center, and he came very close to the yajna. By taking knowledge, by becoming an heir, he became a righteous child. And just as a child is a master of the home, in the same way, in the form of being a master, he paid attention to all little and big things. What is required in the yajna? What is missing in the yajna? How the yajna can be fulfilled? He had attention on each and everything. Then when I came into Madhuban in 1972, a mata came from Ahmedabad, Gujarat. Devi said, another heir has come. There was a Gulab mata. By coming only, she became such an important child of Baba with mind, body and will. What sisters require? What is needed in the yajna? So there are such heir children of Baba that emerged in the beginning. They understood the yajna very well. They fulfilled the yajna. The heir of Baba's property and prosperity, to whom Baba wills everything, that children, you are the masters, everything is yours. Just as when Baba became avyakt, Baba gave his hand in the hand of Dadi and he wills all the powers. Dadi became the first heir of Baba in corporeal form. She took the responsibility of yajna, and by becoming the master, she sustained every child. There are many such souls who become instruments in the yajna, who by coming only, they surrender themselves that they have only one father and none other. All the treasures of Baba, they are the masters of them. They are child so master. The heir children, they are not dependent. They have the right. They get free from the dependency of Maya. The Baba's children who are dependent on Maya, who are dependent on their physical organs, somewhere or the other, they have the samskars of dependency. Baba doesn't call them higher. The children who have the knowledge, the powers, the virtues, they have the right on the treasures of Baba Dada. And Baba will all the property to those children. In the conference age, those who become heir of Baba and who make Baba their heir, with their mind, body, wealth, time, powers, they surrender everything to Baba, they will everything to Baba. There are some children of Baba who emerge in between. There are only one or two. To pay attention to all types of service in the center and in the yajna, what all is needed, and they stay with the family in a very well manner. Baba says, here quality children have only one father and none another. Their line of intellect is very, very clear, that the touchings of Baba come to them. They have good relationship with Baba. They have only one all relationship with the one father. The family is there. Everyone is together. But all the attainments that you have to make, all the attainments, all the relationships they have with the one father, that is called the heir soul. Second, those who always remain inside the line of code of conduct, the one who is doing service but is crossing the line of code of conduct, is not following Srimad, that is not called a heir. The heir souls are always, they always do service being inside the line of code of conduct. They have direct connection with the Baba. Similarly, they have very good connection with the family. They believe that the family is theirs. They feel that the weakness of family is their own weakness. They have the responsibility. Baba gets surrendered to such souls. Baba always says that children, through the words, subjects are being created. We are seeing that many quantity is being created. There is lot of expansion. But in expansion, Where there is expansion with the right method, there are no obstacles. If there is just expansion and along with that there are also obstacles that are expanding, at some center there is competition of service, that she has opened so many centers, so many Gita Pathshalas, but along with the competition there is jealousy. At that time it is known that how many air souls are there. Air means complete faithful souls, always yogi souls. It is not that they have yoga for 6 or 8 hours. It is always one Baba and none another. In all aspects they have Baba, Baba inside and out. Apart from Baba, there is no one in front of them. How much name and fame they get, but they are careless about that. Inside them, there is only one slogan that whatever they wish to attain, they have attained it. It is not that they are attaining and they have attained and they have lost. That is not a quality of a higher soul. Where there is always stable, whatever things come, whatever obstacles come, being careless about that, not focusing on those things, what Baba has directions for me, what Baba wants. Yesterday, one more thing Baba has made us underline by giving the enthusiasm of 1 month. Baba said, the hair children, Baba's thought, Baba's words, Baba's actions, Baba's sanskars, Brahma Baba's sanskars, at every moment they will follow those. Air souls will be those who keep their footsteps on Baba's footsteps. If the footsteps of Baba are different from ours, they are not called as air souls. You must have read the biography of Dada Vishwakishore. Baba said, this is my heir child. What quality he has? The new ones would not know. He had taken full responsibility. All the tasks of Baba he assumed to be his own, and he completed those tasks. When Brahma Baba got the introduction of Shiv Baba, he took the thought, Baba thought that all these gems and jewels are just stones, I do not have to do this business, and instantly he took the decision that this business I do not have to do. I will do the business of imperishable jewels. Baba called Vishwakishore Dada. He was a helper with Baba because in Laukik he was the child of Baba's brother. Baba said, child, do the full accounts with this partner. If he wishes to give something, then okay, otherwise I am going to go. Baba did not have even a single thought that such a big business of diamonds and jewels, how much I will get, how much I will not get, I should do the full accounts. Baba did not give even that much time. Baba called Vishwakishore Dada and asked him to meet the partner and do the full accounts. You must have heard the story. Baba's partner said one thing. What has happened to Baba? Baba was the judge of all the diamonds and jewels. What is the price of it? What is the value of it? What is the quality of it? I do not know anything. What will I do by taking all these? So that is why you give me money, whatever you have to give. And all these things, whatever there is in the shop, you may take it. This was the deal. Whatever he said, Dada gave him the money and he took the diamonds and jewels. And day by day, the value of it got increased. This was the touching of Baba. For 14 years, Yajna was sustained with the property of Baba. And Vishwakishore Dada, being an instrument, he used to do service. Baba came here. Dada was fully responsible. How do you have to keep Baba? Where he has to take Baba? You must have heard that once Baba was ill. Baba went to Mumbai. Dada first went to Bombay, and in train he used to check which compartment moves. That where does he have to make Baba sit, in which compartment? It should not be that Baba's sleep should get disturbed. Dada used to check in every compartment and check the speed. It should not be that the particular compartment moves a lot. He checked the train and booked the compartment. And when he reached Bombay's Ramesh Bhaiji used to tell the story that their Mataji was a firm child of Baba. And I was in the impression that the guru of Mataji is coming. He did not have so much of introduction of Baba. So Baba said, Ramesh Bhaiji would take Baba in the car. Vishwakishore Dada did not even know Ramesh Bhaiji. When there was full traffic, Vishwakishore Dada said that I have to go to a particular place. I have an urgent work there. And after that, when he reached there, he said, no, I have forgotten something, take me back. Ramesh Bhaiji said, one time, two times, three times, he used to take my car there where there was lot of traffic and then used to take me back. Then Ramesh Bhaiji asked, Dada, why are you doing something that you are taking me to the traffic area and then taking me back? So he said that he was checking the car in which the Baba would sit. How would the driver of car such be? So you understand who the heir is. So Ramesh Bhaiji used to say that the heir like a Vishwakishore Dada has not yet emerged. Such a dear soul who has not given time for himself, who has not thought for himself, wherever there was service in the India, Dada never used to ask for food at any of the centers. He had a kit along with him. He had a small stove and the food items wherever he went. Even on the station, he went to waiting room, he cooked for himself and ate, and that's it. He was not dependent on anyone. He used to keep all the food items with him. He was so firm. He had so much respect and regard for sisters. If you listen to the stories of Dada Vishwakishore, he was such a hire that you will not get in the yoga now. We all are the children of Baba. We all are heirs. some or the other inheritance you all will definitely get, but the complete inheritance of golden age. One is to come in the royal family. The heir souls will definitely come in the royal family, but the other is to take the throne. To have the right on the throne of Baba. Only the heir children will get that. We should not be disheartened that where do we stand right now, but we should make ourselves, we should surrender ourselves with our thoughts that whatever Baba says, I have to do that. And his directions we should keep on our forehead. The directions of our own self and others should not get mixed in Baba's directions. The air souls never question that why has Baba said this thing. I tell you the story of today. I was sitting in the afternoon. Someone from Delhi called me today. He asked me that all the Avyakt Murli, and he had also heard the Avyakt Murli few days back, and he asked me that Baba has just said opposite in today's Murli. So he said that the one who has written has made a mistake. He told me that you have written and you must have made the mistake. I said, all the Avyakt Murlis that have been narrated and that have been printed are not edited. I just only give the heading, but Baba's Murli, Baba's Murli, especially the Avyakt Murlis, are not edited at all. Those are the Avyakt Mahavakyas. So he said that Avyakt Murlis are being edited and sent. How can a Baba say one thing at one day and the other thing at another day? It is not that Baba changes, but the type of children who are sitting in front of Baba, the atmosphere that is in front of the Baba, Baba gives directions according to that. Suppose Baba gives such a direction and the children sitting in front of Baba are weak, Baba gave the direction and still he did not follow. Knowingly he did not follow. So there will burden on that soul. Baba is merciful. Whatever directions Baba gives to the child, and whatever type of children are sitting in front of Baba, Baba narrates the Murli accordingly. Baba says Kumar Jivan is independent life. You don't have to get tied in bonds. And if someone goes to Baba separately and asks Baba that I have bondage of my mother, I have bondage of my family, I will have to marry. If I do not marry, what will happen? Baba would say, okay. And if someone say that in Murli Baba gave such a direction and personally Baba is giving me such a direction, Baba checks the pulse of the child and then only gives direction. Even the doctor checks the pulse of a patient and gives the medicine accordingly. Baba also checks the pulse and stage of the child. And if he is not following the direction, whatever Baba has said, there will be burden on that soul. So, air souls mean who are free from obstacles, who are double light, who are free from attachment. They will not have any burden, they will not have any bondage, they will not have any obstacles. The biggest burden on Brahmin children are the burden of not following directions. Suppose there is a direction of Baba to get up Amrit Vela, and if we are not getting up, we are not following the method, we are not following the directions as per the method, these two are subtle burdens on the soul. So you have to understand the Srimad and the souls who follow the Srimad in a right manner become the higher and they will to the Father and become of willpower. They have the power of determination so much. That Baba said, there should be determination in our thoughts. In Lokit, they say it is stubborn, but in Alokit they say it is determination that they have made a promise. Our life should go, but our promise should not break. If we have promised that we will become conquerors of Maya, conquerors of vices, then how many obstacles may come? The air souls will never ever fluctuate. They will become conquerors of Maya, they will become conquerors of vice, they will become conquerors of nature of elements. On every step, by following every step of Baba, they will become complete and perfect. So Baba has given us the aim to become complete and perfect. For that, Baba said to follow the every footstep of Brahma Baba. Whatever Brahma Baba has done, we have to do that. We are heir children of Baba and we should follow the Srimad with determination and then we will become equal to the Father. If we will become heirs now, we will definitely get the inheritance of the Golden Age. Om Shri.